Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Time for what?
Time for what?
Experience in college.
Time for reinforcement.
Time for liftoff!
Where nothing is impossible unless you think it is impossible.
College scholarship.
Yes.
Boom.
College ran by real fast.
You hung in with the best college.
Touchdown! First time for everything.
Well, what are you waiting for?
What are you waiting for?
Let's do this thing.
Genius, let's do this thing!
Welcome to the show, everyone. I am here. Just me, but I want to honor, I had three students that I was with yesterday, and they inspired this podcast by pretty much asking me some just general questions, and I'm like, those are some really good questions. So hopefully I can provide you on this show some answers that will help you prepare for the college application process. So let's do it. A good colleague of mine, my good neighbor at my work, always says, what's the five top things, the five things that people must know? So here's our top five things for you. Number one, know thyself. Yeah, I'm asking something really hard from everybody, including old folks like me. Know thyself. What am I talking about? How does that help with college process? What I mean by that is, and if you don't know yourself, hey, don't worry. I'm half a century old. I'm still reflecting and learning. But you kind of have some essence of who you are. And the reason why that's so important is because remember, you're searching for your second home, right? A new college culture, a new school atmosphere, different dynamics, culture of the campus. You also need to know thyself because you're going to, for majority of all your college applications, have to share a story, an interview on paper to share with other people so they kind of sense who you are. The other part about knowing thyself is also being able to understand like what worked great in high school that you should continue. Maybe it was tons of activities, it was focused on leadership, it was a really progressive school, or conservative school, or was it something more like, hey, I love when my teachers interact with me. I love when the school has a lot of social events so I don't have to search for the party. Or you may be, hey, I need a big campus because I am the party. Don't be surprised if that changes in college. So you want to look at the academic, the career aspect, the social aspect, so in part to the social aspect. Not so much to be that party person, but you need to know what you need, what pumps you up, because everyone is going to have a bad day in college. And what you want to do is on my college list of schools that will provide my needs. Maybe it be financial. Maybe it will provide diversity of majors, student population, diversity of faculty, whatever it is. But also by knowing thyself, you need to know what you don't want, what doesn't help, what increases your anxiety, what is going to bring you down. That's something that's so important. If it's as simple as, I can't deal with carpeted dorm rooms, then that could impact. There's a trail of odor that stays on dorm room carpet. I'm very grateful that my mom was a janitor. I know that from years of experience. Unless you steam clean those things. It could be something basic like that. It also could be something where I don't want to be a number, or I do want to be a number because I'm so busy. I like to do this activity and that activity. I don't want 20 people always knowing my business or more, right? So know whatever has happened in your personal life, in your school life. Try to seek the opposite of that. There's so many places to find this information. There's not one perfect tool. Follow Instagram based on the clubs and programs for the campuses. Look at LinkedIn account to see the success stories of alumni from those students. Go look at the retention rate. College Scorecard has that retention rate. Any government website, ask your college rep if you seem to not know where that is. That means retention rate is how many people come back. There's survey forms, my favorite, ratemyprofessor.com. Professors I've known have changed people's lives at times. Niche has some certain areas too. It's a for-profit platform, but it shows about what students' opinions about the campus is. You can also, you know, go look at what student life activities are on campus or ask people from the school who graduated from there. Now, there's no perfect formula. Everyone's a little bit different. You are still changing. I'm still changing. Believe it or not, I'm still changing. So know thyself is so important. And that makes it really easy for number two. Be authentic in this application process. Be real. When you're at an interview, be your real self. Don't overthink answers. They're just trying to get a sense of who you are. You all know that your grades and the type of courses that you've taken from 9th through 12th grade is the biggest impact in the admissions decision. But what you want, the only other selling point is, how do you fit into that institution? Do you follow the line, the mission statement of that campus? Do you promote that culture of that campus, whether it's challenging it or encouraging it or both, right? So don't feel you have to fit in a box. That's the whole beauty of this process. It's like a relationship. It is like a dating game. Oh my God. It makes it a little bit hard. So when you're trying to figure out your statement, you're going to write, I can't tell you how many college reps out there have said authentic, 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 because it's been a template of statements they're hearing. It's kind of like recycled. Too many adults are telling you what to write. Write about you. Ask your friends, ask your grandma, ask your aunt, ask your godparents, ask your neighbor, what are stories that you have seen me do, you have heard me say, that kind of reflects who I am? That don't worry about being that unique story. Oh, I hate that word, because guess what? We're all unique. I am AMV. There's only going to be one AMV. No duplication out there, right? One of a kind. You are one of a kind. So embrace that. And they won't know all of you, but share a side of you. Think of if you went to an adult party with some great, mature, healthy people, and you sat on a sofa and you just started talking to somebody. What is that something that you talk about? That other person will walk away like, wow, what a great person. And not everyone's going to like your story. Yeah, suck it in. That's why you have to know thyself. Not everyone's going to love that. That is okay. You're not here to please everyone. You're here to be your authentic self so you can know thyself and you could be your best self. If a college loves that story, awesome. If it, you know, it does help, but it maybe not be the strongest statement, that's okay. If you don't get into that school, you do cannot assume it's that story, because we have to remember the colleges have their objectives through their lenses of what there is, their directive for their admissions office, who they need to recruit, to maintain, to focus on. So there's so many variables. But tell your story for one person, for you, and you'll never go wrong. You'll never go wrong. And have at least one of your editors who edit it. They may not know the process, but they definitely know you. Can't tell you how many times I tell beautiful students, what about this story? And they're like, I can really talk about that. I'm like, heck yeah. All right. Number three, what not to do? Number three, what not to do? Don't assume. Cut out the word assume. You know what it stands for. It does not help you. If you look at stats at a school, use it as a guide, but don't assume, hey, I'm definitely going to get in. There's certain schools I've seen like, oh, these are likely schools. Oh my God, it got hard all of a sudden. And then some students who were not the above average on those stats of the profiles of schools, but got in because they were above average in who they are. It's not just a number game. So don't just look at basic stats. Just remember that they're looking at your profile of your high school. Don't know what it is? Ask your counselor. Google it on your school website, school profile. Every school has it. And how do you compare? And then do look at the stats as a guide. As a guide, you know. So just as long as you're in that range, but below an average, and any profile of a college of who they accept for freshman class or transfer class, just know if you ask for the denial profile of that class, it'll look the same. Do you get it? The averages will be the same, right? Because it all depends on so many different variables, what the student presents and then what the college needs. Also, the other thing is don't assume about the money situation. Oh, it'll come through, or there is no money. There are about 70 colleges that definitely meet full need. They're not all the easiest. Some are. It may not be in a location or climate that you love, but sometimes you have to follow the grain. At the same time, there's a couple hundred of schools that may not meet full need, but are very generous of their financial aid. However, though, if someone needs to coax you on how it's going to be affordable, always ask for the black and white. Remember, the government makes it the law, six clicks away of every website, net price calculator, and talk to your family. Be real about that. The other thing is of not to assume, just because a school advertises, remember, they are going to advertise the best of the best of their campus. You always want to find the nitty gritty, what's not so great. Look at the crime report of the campus. If you don't know, can't find it on the campus, it's everyone has to rehab it. Go look at College Navigator. It's a government website, College Navigator, just like it sounds. And you could find out those crime reports, email the reps regarding about that. If crime's not a big thing, check Rate My Professor. How are overall the professors are with students as well too. The other thing is that's really important, you know, not to assume is that you're going to be guaranteed a career. You're going to be guaranteed an internship. So check with the career center. Every campus has it. How do they orientate students to getting internship? How do they motivate students to get there? The hardest part is that you guys are asked from high school to college to dramatically switch on a button. I'm college. I'm mature. I know what to do. How the heck are you supposed to know that so quickly? So ask how they're going to motivate and encourage you to go in those steps. And it may not be career. It may be you have some learning disabilities. How do they support you on that? Whatever are those needs, maybe there's some wellness issues, right? How are they going to support you on that? Where's the orientation where you could find your support system? Don't assume it's going to be there. Seek it out. Ask those hard questions. It's okay, as long as you're respectful. As long as you're respectful. The other thing is important to understand the process. Yeah, I wish I could say, oh, it's going to be painless. No, it's a challenge, right? But there's all these, you think it's easy for a baby to learn how to walk? You got to learn how to crawl. You have to learn that you're going to fall down. You're going to get hurt. And then you're going to stumble. And then you're going to hold on to things and then get scared and then get excited. And then you're going to walk and you're going to walk through, right? So these are new baby steps for you. And so it's really important to understand, you know, that you have to find a way to make this process fun. Researching the school to be fun. Find out what's your return on investment. What are the key things that you need to find from that campus? And understand the culture of the campus. Now, not everyone's going to be able to visit a campus and such, but if you're kind of close to some colleges, at least see if a small atmosphere works for you, a medium size, a large. Yes, I'm going to say this. Sneak into some classrooms. That's really hard over the summer. But try to do that, especially if you're a student. You could do it on your own. Parents, guardians, hey, you know, when you just look old, you just look old, right? Know thyself again, right? So keep that in mind. That's so important. So understand. And then there's virtual visits. Over the summer, sometimes there's a lot of great student panels, even on Instagram, you know, TikTok. Try to see what the culture of the campus, you know, maybe you've been in a high school that's always competitive, but you want maybe the opposite of that. I've seen students who flourish to non-competitive schools and flourish. And then I've seen students who are never in competitive high schools and then went to a competitive college and they couldn't. It was just too hard, right? It goes back to knowing thyself, right? If you don't know thyself and you find yourself in a college situation where you're like, oh my goodness, just know that majority of colleges have a diverse population with a diverse faculty, with a diverse support system. Diversity is beautiful. Diversity is key. And you need to open yourself. This is a key part about understanding, to open yourself to diverse, different experiences to fulfill those needs. So have an open mind when you're learning about something. Have an open mind that it's okay to be scared about this process. If you're doing college interviews, sending an email, have an open mind. You need to sometimes just do it, right? As long as you're taking care of yourself, people are respecting you, you go for it. You go for it. And the last thing, number five, habits. What are your habits? You know, I love the news. And if I turn on the TV to watch the news, I'm frozen. I get very emotional looking at the body language, all that stuff. It's kind of using some of my counseling skills too much watching the news. So I need to know when I wake up in the morning, put on that podcast, do the live stream, listen to it so I work as I do. So that's a habit that I need to know about myself. So a habit that is not so good, that where I'm not productive, and a habit that makes me productive. So what's your habit, right? Are you a last minute person? Ooh, create a schedule to do things. Are you a person that needs to work in a quiet room? Schedule that time, let the family know, your roommates know, et cetera. If you are a person that needs to be in a busy area but by yourself, do that. If you need to find your support group, right? Not the one that's just going to talk all the time, but like, hey, let's do this together. Pick once a week to do this. Break it up into chunks. You know, if you have a habit of not asking questions, write them down as they come and find that person to email. If you don't feel that you know someone to do that, if you're applying to school, there's somebody there that is paid full time throughout the school year and throughout the summer to answer those questions. Mine is, you know, the big holidays like Thanksgiving and Christmas, there are resources. I cannot tell you how many times I've had beautiful students so afraid to just ask the question. And then I say, well, have you contacted them? No, I'll put the school or the financial aid office or even the government financial aid. I put them on speakerphone and just ask the question. And it works out, right? Now, that's the key thing about knowing your habits. So if it's okay to know that it's hard for you to do this, then find a friend, other people support to do that. But don't be afraid to challenge yourself of asking questions. I think the biggest mistake of habits is that the people who are so independent. Yeah, I'm talking to me. I'm reflecting back in high school. I was always about, I'm going to do it myself, get things done. And then I was also a procrastinator and go, go, go. And then, of course, assuming, look at all these things I'm telling you that I did, that I'm telling you today not to do. That, hey, if there's certain red flags I need to know about, someone's going to tell me. Well, because I was so independent, I didn't know what questions to ask because I was not in other groups or other programs. Because I assume my school would give me the support to tell me information, especially if I hung down in the counseling center all the time, they would tell me, never got told, right? So sometimes people are waiting you to ask the question. And if you're not confident with that answer, well, ask the colleges, right? So that's really important, right? Because sometimes, you know, you may be at a game and then you'll hear people say things on the field or parents will hear a thing on the bleachers. And it's just like telephone. It's just rumorville. So be careful regarding that. And then for procrastination, you're not able to double check your work. So if a deadline, like University of Georgia, if you apply early action, deadline is October 15th. Yeah. October 15th, then say the deadline for you is September 15th. Right? Make that target. And if you don't meet that target, because sometimes like I literally woke up this morning, I'm like, oh my God, I said yesterday I was going to do that. Okay, so what's the discipline? What's the thing that you're going to do so you don't forget? Okay, well, today maybe I won't look at my Instagram or go on TikTok until I get this done, right? Send that email to that rep, drop that personal statement. Email that question. Say something good about myself, right? So make sure if you tend to beat yourself about the process, don't. You tend to hang out with people who are just only talking about college, don't. Surround yourself with a lot of people who have fun, who are going to be your support team, who give you that balance. And sometimes our own thoughts could be the harshest ones for as we're going through a process. It's, you know, unfortunately, this process doesn't go away, whether you're applying for colleges or applying for jobs. I can't tell you how many great nieces and nephews I've, you know, listened to their stories, even in the dating game. Sometimes you just have to hug yourself and just like, okay, it didn't work out too well today. I got tomorrow because I got myself. So remember that. You got yourself. You use your resources. Look who's around you. And we'll keep on providing you resources through this podcast. So you could go on a great adventure, exploring many different paths and finding the path that will raise you higher. Because as we always say, nothing's impossible unless you think it's impossible. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, everyone, for listening to our show. Please subscribe. Thank you to our the production team, Fonseca, for producing this. And until next time.
Thank you for listening to College for All. We hope you enjoyed our podcast and learned that college is an opportunity you can reach. Use this information and you can find out even more on our website at college4all.com. And you can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram at college4allamv. Thank you for listening. And until our next podcast, don't forget, nothing is impossible unless you think it is impossible.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.